With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. More hostages released by Hamas on Sunday as international mediators led by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar continue attempts to extend the ceasefire, entering its fourth and final day. Hamas, for the first time, says it will seek to extend the deal by looking to release a larger number of hostages. Israel says it's open to extending if more hostages are released. Here at home, retail executives are bracing for a possible spending slowdown throughout the holidays.
Despite an economy with several positive indicators, American consumers continue to face pressure from dwindling savings, increased credit card debt, and still stubborn inflation. In fact, shoppers cut their buying in October, ending six straight months of gains. Walmart said it noticed shoppers cutting back last month and offered a muted annual sales outlook. Best Buy said shoppers are trading down to cheaper TVs, and Target said shoppers are waiting longer to buy items. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russian President Putin says he'll endorse a national strategy for the development of artificial intelligence.
Putin emphasized that it's essential to prevent a Western monopoly. Speaking at a recent AI conference in Moscow, Putin noted that it's, quote, imperative to use Russian solutions in the field of creating reliable and transparent artificial intelligence systems that are also safe for humans. Putin also said that monopolistic dominance of such foreign technology in Russia is unacceptable, dangerous, and inadmissible.
Jeremy House reporting. Putin says Western AI systems reflect that part of Western ethic norms of behavior, public policy to which we object. He also warned algorithms developed by Western platforms could lead to a digital cancellation of Russia and its culture. This is SRN News. New numbers on the number of congregations that have left the United Methodist Church.
7,286. That's according to officials with the denomination, and they also report more than 5,200 of those left just this year. The issue, of course, is homosexuality. The UMC has been hemorrhaging congregations ever since its leadership decided to embrace same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Next year, a meeting will be held to work out a formal split in the UMC, but some wonder if it will even be necessary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a package of pro-abortion bills. The Reproductive Health Act will repeal regulations aimed at abortion doctors and clinics. It will also ensure that students at Michigan public universities can access information about abortion and repeals a law that forced patients to buy a separate insurance rider for the procedure. SRN News. Growing efforts underway to stop the waste of food.
A number of states are working to keep food out of landfills over concerns the waste is taking up too much space and posing environmental issues. Globally, about a third of all food is wasted, but in the United States, it's 40%. California and others have passed laws requiring food waste to be composted, while others require supermarkets to redirect food to pantries. They say it saves landfill space, also gives poor families more choices. Jason Walker reporting.
On the college football poll this week, Georgia still number one. Michigan moves back to number two, while Ohio State falls down to number six. Washington is at three, with Florida State number four, and Oregon rounds out the top five. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.